Canelo has been greatly exaggerated.
That's right. What we hear.
Yeah, a lot of I'm riding around in a truck this morning. A lot of the Organella fleet is out. Most of the fleet. There's only two or three boats left in here, and the boat ramp parking lot here behind the fishing center is full.
Okay.
Big boats, Maryland, Delaware, all over. So what it is, and for months now, between markers number 17 and 21, and that's when you're coming in, you come under the bridge, you make a right-hand turn to follow the channel, those first three markers have shoaled up. They have been shoaling up for over a year now, but the dredge has been marginally keeping it open. So the boats have been using an alternate route. They cross under the bridge where it starts to come down low, and the charter boats can make it under there with their outriggers and stuff. But it's not a marked channel. Well, what we call the crack, the shortcut from the fishing center to the bridge, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
The charter boats were using that for probably 10 years before the Coast Guard decided, hey, this is a viable channel. Maybe we need to mark it. So, and there's some alternate that they can use. It's just somebody has got to make the decision that we're going to move the channel. But it seems like they'd rather spend $10 million to dredge the channel than spend $10,000 and move the markers for some reason. Maybe somebody can chime in on that.
Stuart, so the crack is open, though? Do I understand you correctly still?
Yeah, the crack's open. It's the choker is between markers 17 and 21, and those are the first three after you come under the bridge and turn north to head toward the fishing center.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
But you can bypass that by going under the bridge just before you get there. But there again, you mentioned it earlier, follow somebody.
Yeah.
I get people that call me, well, can you lead us out of Organella? And no, I cannot do it. I cannot take the liability of taking you outside of the channel, because if something happens, then you're liable to say it's my fault. But if you follow somebody that goes in and out of there every day, and the charter boats are going all the time, there is good water going, by the bridge. And even when you get on the bar, most of the guys don't use the marked channel.
Stuart, are they going out that south cut I see when I'm up on top of the bridge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, south or east cut, you go under the bridge, go almost straight where the channel used to be 15 years ago.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that clears things
up. The inlet is there's water there if you know where to go.
Okay.
Well, Stuart,
and it's absolutely beautiful this morning. I expect the cobia are going to be thick.
Well, that was my next question.
Well, the other Marty, that's just going to stick in his crawl because he's got to work today,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to go cobia fishing.
Yeah, I know, Stuart. I don't know if you saw Arch's catch yesterday, but he waylaid him. So that's not a surprise. But anyway, yeah. And what do you is that what you attribute the parking lot, the boat ramp being full, or are they speckled trout fishermen or cobia fishermen?
Most of these are offshore boats. They're tuna, dolphin boats. I mean, it's triple axle trailers with dually pulling them.
Okay. I gotcha.
So now there are some little boats, but most of them seem to be big boats. But there's a lot of little boats launching and riding. I'm on top of the Organella Bridge right now.
Okay.
And there's a few boats out here.
Ray Pugh has stepped in the studio. You said, what's going on tonight?
If I'm not mistaken, I think Ocean East has their cobia tournament this weekend.
Only one could be the champion. All the rest, potential challengers.
I think it's today and tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, Stuart, thanks for the info. You saved the day, man. Good work.
Well, I tried to do what best. We had a busy week this week. We had a couple of casualties. Imagine 87-foot boat running 42 knots.
Okay.
Where does the imagination stop?
That was the sweet spot. The owner said that's the sweet spot.
Huh.
87 feet long, an Italian-made boat with surface piercing drives, 42 knots at 230 gallons of diesel fuel an hour.
And the tie bar
broke, tying the drives together, and he wiped out both wheels.
Okay. What's a tie bar?
That was interesting.
So, but did it have a happy ending?
Well, we got to the dock and he got pulled out. But this is a 12-meter disabled boat. But he is monkeys for a little bit.
So, did it bend the shafts or no? Just propeller damage?
No, these are surface piercing drives. They have massive shafts that come out the back of the boat.
There's nothing underneath
the boat.
All right.
And Arneson drive. If you're not familiar with the Arneson drive, they go out the back. Six blade props. They look like something that come out of a blender. When you see one going down the waterway and it's got a big rooster tail, those are Arneson drives.
Okay.
This thing will shoot a 20-foot high rooster tail out behind it at 42 knots. Well, it weighs about 120,000 pounds.
Was he a transient boat or what was the deal there?
Yeah. He was on his way from Florida to Boston. And he was coming up Family Cosine.
He didn't hit anything.
Just the tie bar broke, and the company says first time it's ever happened.
Okay.
These things are massive.
Wow. So that was unexpected. Well, you know, I mean, gets to hang out around the area a little longer, so that's good. Try some excellent seafood.
Well, they went home. They're going to be here for 2 weeks getting repairs made.
Ah.
Okay. And while they're here, the rates here for the haul out and the painting and stuff is so much cheaper than it is when you get up north.
Or south.
Yeah, Blue Water. Well, it used to be Blue Water. Now it's
something else.
Anywhere else. If they're here, they'll go ahead and get the bottom painted, the zinc replaced, and get all their maintenance done that needs to be done anyway. So it's a win-win situation.
Well, Stuart Westcott with CETO, and so those folks, they had their CETO, and that really took a lot of the pressure off, didn't it?
They did. They were CETO members, and they had a five-and-a-half-hour tow. Did not cost them a penny.
Wow. And I didn't know you could pull that big a boat.
I didn't either, Marty.
Okay, now we know.
But we had a fair win.
Okay. So you just basically...
It was a slow tow, but we made it. We got the wine cheese. He was out off a long shoal when he broke.
Holy cow. That is a long tow.
A long tow from a long shoal. Oh, my. If people are curious about CETO, what y'all can do for them, how can they get in touch?
1-800-4-CETO or CETO.com to join. And my personal cell phone, direct phone to me is... Area code 252-473-BOAT, 2628.
All right, Stuart. Thanks for the holler. We do appreciate it.
Thank y'all. Enjoy listening to you.